Back in the 40s and 50s, when America's cities were clearly challenged but largely populated by relatively strong middle-class neighborhoods, the term community school simply referred to the school down the street. That's because every school was thought of as a community school, and most every child and family in the neighborhood felt connected to it. Today, cities like Baltimore still have several strong middle-class neighborhoods, but they also contain a great number of neighborhoods woefully short on hope, gainfully employed adults, safety, and strong parental attachment to their local schools. To fill that void nationally and locally here in Baltimore is a movement called, unsurprisingly, Community Schools. I am proud that the Y is a key player in the community schools movement, which, as described in a Harvard research study, is a key component of systemic family, school, and community engagement in education. The Y has community schools coordinators in 9 schools located in some of the city's most troubled neighborhoods. These professionals work in concert with the principal to meet a wide range of basic needs, from organizing backpack giveaways to the Patterson for Peace program, so kids can go to school with a diminished threat of violence. Extensive nationwide evaluations confirm that community schools have a positive impact on what matters most: improve academic and attendance outcomes, a better school climate, and increase parental engagement. I'm John Hoey, President and CEO of the Y of Central Maryland for WYPR, your NPR news station.